I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christian leaders in Nigeria are calling for prayer as believers face unrelenting attacks from Fulani herdsmen. Recent victims include two teenagers and a nine-month-old baby. The Fulani were among Nigeria's first converts to Islam, and this religious system is central to their identity. Unknown Nation's Greg Kelly says hope remains for this people group, though.
We're seeing God move in very unique ways, and he's saving people that are coming from these aggressors and using them as missionaries now.
There's 300 Fulani leaders that are going to be trained just in the next few weeks.
Ask God to put his words into the mouths of these gospel workers.
The most passionate and enthusiastic laborers are coming out of the three largest Muslim people groups. When you've come out of that darkness, you understand the significance of it way more so than someone who came from a majority people group.
And finally, 25 years ago, false teachings led to the tragic deaths of at least 700 people in Uganda's Kanungu district, compelling Pastor Ruben Wasimi and his associates to begin a radio ministry in Uganda. That's according to Brian Dennett of AMG International. Today, he says, the ministry reaches around 10 million listeners.
They were really devastated by that. And after reflecting, they really felt called to help people all over Uganda to understand the gospel and what salvation is truly about, so that they could enjoy their walk with the Lord and that they could be confident in knowing who the Lord was and what his purpose was for them.
You can find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.